Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Yes, indeed. 3 o'clock in the Southland on a Lakers game day Tuesday. Also, Super Playoff Crosstalk is on thanks to our friends at Michelob Ultra. Mace is here. Shitano is at Ball Arena. And Cappy's somewhere. Who knows where Cappy is? As we get you ready 1 hour away from the Toyota Lakers countdown to tip-off. Now, Mace,
yes.
You hear that? What we call is, that's room noise, right? You hear that room noise? From the stadium.
Room noise, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, natural sound.
Nat sound.
That's what we're
going to
call it.
Because only one man is in the league.
Yes.
And he is, I had to come in from our Keyshawn recording session.
Oh.
By the way, Keyshawn will join this show, maybe about 45 minutes.
Oh, cool.
Because Shitano's giving you a masterclass, Jack, on how to do a radio show leading into Game 1 of the Western Conference Finals.
Why do you feel the need to pump Shitano up when he's clearly self-pumped?
Do you have the guts today, Mace, to meet and match Shitano's energy?
Look, I'm along for this ride, man.
Or are you just gutless?
He's gutless.
I'm not gutless. I am not gutless.
You need to sound. You need to sound off like you have a pair, Mace.
You're gutless.
Yeah, do it.
You're gutless, Morales. Gutless.
Right now, Super Crosstalk, Super Playoff Crosstalk.
This Live Imaging Tuesday is a final.
Not yet, one more hour.
Right. It is a final!
I almost forgot Christopher was there because he was gone for a little while.
I wanted to let you guys do your thing. George, on a playoff day like this, you're going to steamroll like a bull in a china shop, Jack.
Well, Mason, to his credit, did have good AD Jokic stats for me earlier.
I did. I threw out some good
sassy stats.
Sassy stats.
65% versus 62%.
Exactly. About even. Cancel each other out.
That's right.
That's what I'm talking about.
How was Slee? Was Slee's contribution nice?
He was money.
Slee was great.
He was money.
Yeah. But he's gone. As soon as segment was over, he was out. He's trying to find the position, Ireland and Michael's position, because I think that's where he's going to broadcast from.
You know, what's weird is Michael apparently is taking everybody to dinner tomorrow night in Denver, and Slee is not invited.
What is that all about?
I was invited.
I heard this.
I know. You're invited.
We all heard about it.
Slee,
you, Trudell.
Invited.
Trudell's invited. Shitano's invited.
Brad Turner.
I mean, all these guys are invited.
Is
no
Johan Buha there?
I don't know if Johan Buha is.
How about McMiniman? McMiniman in the house?
Slee not invited to Michael Thompson's dinner.
Wow.
That is a straight up.
Did you bring that up to Michael?
In the face.
Did you bring that to his attention?
I did.
Wow.
And? I texted him and he's not gotten back to me.
Shocking.
Oh.
I got to get back. I think Keyshawn needs coffee or something, so I got to go do that. We'll be back.
Send my best to Keyshawn.
Yeah, send my best.
Well, he's
going to
be on the air with you in a few minutes.
I thought it was 3:45.
About that, 3:45.
Yeah, but I got to go at 3:45.
Oh, really? Oh, Shitano's in the league.
I have the coaches at 3:50, so I got to go.
It's going to be me, Cappy, and Key.
Yeah.
Well, then maybe Key won't come by then.
Yeah, maybe it should just be you and Key.
I mean, he wanted to talk to Sadat.
Are you afraid of Key? Is that what's going on, Cappy?
No.
Are you
going to
turtle
up?
You're going to turtle up?
Key don't want anything to do with me.
Oh, sure he does.
No, he doesn't. He doesn't want anything to do with me.
Yeah.
I remind him of Max.
Let that breathe.
Come on a second. That's good. That's funny.
Let that breathe. Good.
I mean, if anyone kind of reminds him of Max, it's kind of me, to be honest.
Yeah, correct. Shitano is the Max.
Yeah.
Super duper playoff crosstalk.
That device will never get old. We should have that every time anytime we do something like this. That should be the thing.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. By the way, do you agree with So Super Sam?
Lakers and five.
Yeah.
Yeah. Lakers and five.
Yeah.
Lakers and five.
Well, I thought
Lakers
she amended it to Lakers and six for
well,
the last series.
Hang on, this.
Six!
Yeah.
I meant six! Lakers and six, you little
Yep.
She, by the way, will join us tomorrow on
awesome.
Mason, Ireland.
Yeah. That's great. Yeah. She's a very, do you know who, what, she, you know, she's a very, like, popular DJ. You
no,
know
I
that,
don't,
right?
I don't know any of her backstory at all.
Yeah, she's a really popular DJ. Like, she's very good.
Mace, she could probably get us into those clubs we want to get into that we can't get into.
You mean the
you know
patio?
What?
Yeah.
I mean, she may have you may have a chance with her,
right?
As opposed to, you know, on your own. That's right. For sure.
I think Jay Moore's going to get me into the patio. I'm pretty sure.
You think so?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
Oh, okay. Mace, you know who's in my sight line?
Tell us. Give us a hint.
All right, I'll give you a hint. Ready?
Go ahead.
Yeah. Ready. Yeah.
Circle 7.
Oh,
Sandoval.
Sandoval. Yeah.
Oh,
Sandoval's right there. He's chit-chatting with one of the I don't know who that person is he's chit-chatting with. Another, like, TV anchor, but I don't know if he's, like, a Denver guy or an LA
Mace,
guy.
This is why Sandoval gets invited to go on to NBA Today on ESPN. Because he's there. He's part of it. He's in the middle of it all.
Yeah.
And you and me are just a bunch of outsiders.
That's true. I actually don't mind being an outsider.
I prefer it. Actually.
You need a combination of both.
Yeah, inside-outside game.
Insider. Now, Sandoval, I think, is a fake insider. Like, he doesn't know the stuff that Shinano knows.
Hold on a second.
All right, let's find out.
He's a fake insider.
Here's one thing I know. He can't catch in the outfield.
All right, I'm calling him over right now.
Get him over here.
He's a fake insider.
Bring him over here, George.
He's not really in the league.
All right, Kurt. Mason and Kaplan are there. All right, go, Mason. Say what you just said.
I said Sandoval is a fake insider. Doesn't really know any of the inside info.
You want to talk about insider with the Rams or insider with the Lakers?
Well, obviously, we're getting ready for game one of the Western Conference Finals, so we're talking about the Lakers.
Okay, what would you like to know? We're standing at 5,280 feet.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Lakers.
Malik Beasley's putting up some threes.
Tell me something I don't know, Kurt. Just tell me something I don't know.
All right, I will tell you that I had dinner with the Lakers security guard last night.
Wow.
There's a lot that I know
insider.
That I can't tell you.
Great insider.
Tell us more.
John, I can't.
Do spill. Spill. Let's go. Spill some tea.
What room is LeBron staying in?
I will tell you this. I will tell you this. Expect D'Angelo Russell, who had dinner at the same place as us last night, to hit a lot of threes
from
the corner.
You know what? There it is, Shinano. He's an insider because he had dinner at the same restaurant as D'Lo.
There you
go. I have a quick question, though, Kurt. Shouldn't the security guy be doing security? What's he doing having dinner with you?
Well, he wasn't really having dinner with us. We just walked into
and he was there.
And I've known Mike for he used to be Kobe's security guy for years. He's a great guy. Yep. He's a humble guy. He's a former sheriff's department guy in Los Angeles.
So is he just keeping his eyes on the players in the restaurant? That's what he's doing?
That's when D'Angelo Russell wants to walk from the hotel to the restaurant, he doesn't want Nugget fans heckling him,
giving him crap.
Yeah. So John was with him.
Okay.
Yeah.
So me and Ireland have the standard $100 bet. Have you heard about this, Kurt?
Oh, I was proud of you for being under like 200 the other day. Is that kind of part of the bet?
That was a couple weeks back. Tell him the truth, Mace. It was a couple weeks ago.
No. The $100 bet on the weight was this week.
Oh, I thought you said you were starting to pack it on. You said you're packing it back on.
Yeah, I did go back. I was at 193, now I'm at 199. So, yeah, I am packing it back on.
I mean, you're fluctuating, Mace. So What's going on there?
It's a problem. So, Kurt, $100. Ready?
Okay.
$100 bet. Here's what you got to do. Do your stand-up tonight outside Ball Arena without your little Circle 7 pin.
No chance. Do it.
I could get
do
fired.
It. You cannot get fired.
I mean, let me tell you something. The Circle 7 is shining so bright that it's like blinding to me right now.
I just polished it this morning.
I need sunglasses just to stand next to this man.
Why would you want him to take it off, Mace? Wouldn't you want him to put something else on?
Because I know it's a hard thing.
It's branding. Hey, two real quick things. A, I never claimed to be a Lakers insider, so I'm just...
He's just mad because you've been on NBA Today and he hasn't.
Yeah, that,
and
that,
you're,
that
and you're there
that.
And we're not. You being there and us not being
right,
there.
I don't know as much as you. You had dinner at the same restaurant as D'Angelo Russell, so I
and
know
the security guy.
That makes you an insider.
Okay, so the second part, this is really the key to the Circle 7.
Mm-hmm.
Remember when Kobe was got arrested in Colorado, and the first time he went to training camp, it was in Hawaii. And I'm like, you know what? I got to go buy.
By the way, I think I was at that training camp.
Okay, so I do my first live shot, and I'm like, you don't wear a suit in Hawaii.
Right.
Jim Hill probably did, but I'm not going to.
Right. You wore a Hawaiian shirt.
I wore a Hawaiian flowered shirt.
Right.
And first time we've heard from Kobe. First time we've heard from Kobe since the arrest, and he talked about it.
Right.
And you know what I was told in my ear right when I was done?
Yeah.
Make sure you have your Circle 7 pin on for the next live show.
I believe
it. Oh, my.
So why do you think other channels have not taken shapes and numbers for themselves?
Like that is a great question.
The triangle 2, the square 4, the octagonal 11. Why doesn't everybody have one of those?
That's a great point.
That's a great point.
I mean, clearly our friends, our colleagues, at ABC7. They, you know, they beat everybody to the punch on the branding, and now they just look like they'd be, you know, kind of knockoffs.
Imitators.
Yeah.
You should have them in your pocket and give them away to people when you say hello to people. You go, like, here, have a pin.
Here's a Circle 7.
No, man, you got to have the clout to wear that Circle 7.
Well, can I say one final thing before my live shot?
Yeah.
I am standing with Sedano here, courtside.
Right.
And where we are standing is actually where I parked my car when I was in college, because I went to college across the street at Metropolitan State University.
Yeah.
And wait a minute. What school is that?
Metropolitan State University.
Yeah, okay.
It's right next door.
Terrific Division II basketball school.
Okay.
But my point is, so we're doing a little man on the street today, Steve.
Right.
And I'm telling you, Nugget fan is stressed.
Oh, yeah.
And because in the 80s, they lost to Magic, you know, Alex English.
85,
And Dan Issel, the missile, they lost. I asked this guy, oh, we're going to win. I said, but did you say that when Kobe beat you?
Yeah,
I did.
Yeah.
You know, did you say that in the bubble? Yeah, I did. They are stressing.
They are.
Yeah.
They are. Well, it's the pressures of being the number one seed almost wire to wire.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
So there's that. And, of course, the Lakers. So, well, Kurt, go do your live shot.
I feel like I learned a lot,
Kurt. Just turned on Channel 7, Kurt. Just turned it on. Let me see you do work, buddy. Let me see what you got today.
Now, Thursday, I want you back. I want to hear what the security guard said on Thursday, too.
Hey, let me just say this. Sedano's doing radio for this.
Yeah.
Dude brought the A game on the suit.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate that.
Fabulous, dude.
I appreciate that.
All right.
You as well.
See you guys.
Bye, Kurt. Work
Kurt
on that. Work on those fly balls, buddy.
He didn't hear you say that, jerk.
Shame.
So fundamental. Look at that. We're having guests. We're having guests on this show. Bergman is not.
Fly ball.
Bergman is so not happy.
Yeah,
with
Bergman,
this.
Are you upset?
He's a friend of the show.
Okay, so Sliwa and Kurt don't count.
No.
Okay, grab somebody else.
Get LeBron.
I'll see who else I can get.
Yeah, see if you can get somebody else just to annoy Bird.
If you can grab LeBron, that'd be great.
Yeah, I mean, I don't see LeBron even on the floor yet, so there's that.
How about AD?
Not on the floor either.
How about Malik?
Malik is still here shooting right now as we speak. Yeah.
How about
good
I'm
guy
him?
To talk to.
Austin Reeves. I'm him.
I don't see him.
You don't see him, huh?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So still, I'll work on it for you guys. How about that?
Good.
Yeah. So. All right, Cappy, real quick, coming up next, we didn't get to, since we had Kurt on, we didn't get to what you fear and what you're ultimately confident in how the Lakers can win this series. So I want to hear your fears and your confidence on the other side from both of you. But, Cappy, first, tell them about our friends at Yamava.
Oh, I would love to. Hey, look, SoCal's number one casino is celebrating the greatest of all time. When I say the GOAT, I'm talking MJ, six rings, a five-time MVP. When I say to you the shrug, you see what I'm doing right now. You know what I'm doing. And the flu game, we all understand what that was all about. Yamava Resort and Casino at San Manuel is giving you the chance to walk on air with the ultimate prize package of up to $500,000 in prizes in this month of May. Can you believe it? We're already midway through. And in the month of June next month, play for a chance to win a PSA 10 MJ rookie card, iconic sneakers, and free play at Yamava Resort and Casino at San Manuel. So, visit the website. Makes things easy. You can get all the details there. Yamava.com. I think you know how to spell it, but I'm going to spell it for you. Y-A-A-M-A-V-A. Yamava. Y-A-A-M-A-V-A. Yamava.com for details. You must be 21. Please gamble responsibly, and you are a winner at Yamava.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
All right, we're back here. I'm at Ball Arena. The boys are back in the studio in L.A. Now, gentlemen, I have another special guest here next to me.
Oh, good. I love when this happens.
So I want you guys – okay, you got a couple guesses at who the special guest is. Go ahead.
Okay. Any hints here? I mean,
well, do you want to hint off
the guest? Let's guess first.
All right. I'm guessing LeBron.
No, not LeBron.
That is definitely wrong.
Okay.
Nope.
Mace, you're up.
I will take Rob Pelinka.
Nope, not Rob Pelinka. Nope.
How about Jeannie Buss?
Not Jeannie Buss. Have not seen her.
Okay. Darvin Ham.
Not Darvin Ham. I believe he's busy.
Okay, how about Malik Beasley?
Malik Beasley's done shooting.
Spencer Reeves.
Thompson is out here. I said hello to him earlier. But
Jovan Buha.
Jovan Buha. But now you're getting a
Dave McMiniman?
Warmer. Warmer.
Is it McMiniman?
No, now you're much warmer.
Spencer Reeves.
Momo?
No, not Momo.
Tim Bontemps.
You're not as warm anymore.
Brad Turner.
Arv.
Not Brad Turner.
Not Tim Bontemps.
You ready for a hint? You ready for a hint?
Woj?
No, not Woj. You ready for the hint? The pride of Northwestern.
Oh, Mike Trudell.
There it is.
Yeah, hey. Mike Trudell, yeah.
There it is. Michael Trudell is with us. Cool.
Trudell, what's going on, man?
Yo.
What's going on, guys? Well, Sedano looks nice today. He's got like a nice kind of tweed sport coat thing working with a black
George,
tie.
Can you take a picture and post it in the circle of trust? Let's see what you look like.
I will.
Like.
I'll take a picture with Trudell after we're done.
Sedano's just like, oh, this old thing? I just threw this on.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. It's like a smoking jacket almost, kind of a piece.
Yeah.
I can see Mason wearing that at one of his parties. I don't know if he throws them anywhere.
July the 22nd, Trudell. Yeah, July the 22nd, it's on.
Although I feel like Mace feels like, because he wasn't invited to the big Trudell 40th birthday bash.
That's true. Yeah, he
didn't make the cut. It's okay, but he's honest about it, Mace. There's that. There's some of that.
Yeah, Trudell, I've gotten over that. I've gotten over the fact that you didn't invite me to your 40th birthday party. Initially, I felt terrible about it.
Why don't you try and make it to his 45th, though?
Mace, here's the thing for that one. That was only – so you and I
it was
have
also
never,
pandemic.
You and I have never hung out socially. I always got along well. I always respected your work. But it's not like you're texting me, hey, what are you doing this weekend?
Right.
Whereas Sedano family
– I've tried to make fantasy basketball trades with you.
Well, you did, but I wouldn't call that social much as so that's all. So if we at some point develop a social friendship, then you would make that kind of a cut. Now,
correct.
If I were going to have a bigger party, right, where it was more people, then you would 100% be on the list.
Mace, I have an idea.
Mm-hmm.
Why don't you invite Trudell to your party this summer?
Right,
and an expectation for the the next Trudell party is what you're saying,
and even have pomegranate margaritas
mimosas.
As a drink.
I do like those
mimosas
are part pomegranate mimosas.
Is that true?
Pomegranate
Trudell?
Mimosas.
When
the Trudell family met us at the beach two summers ago now.
Yeah,
we had pomegranate mimosas ready for the adults.
Isn't that lovely?
You know what I like? I like Bellinis. Do you ever have a Bellini?
Yeah, Bellinis.
That's like
are
peach
one of those.
Peach stuff and champagne. That's really good.
Yeah.
It's National Mimosa Day, by the way.
Oh, is it?
Yeah. Oh, hey, happy National Mimosa Day.
Yeah. Really? On a Tuesday?
On a Tuesday, yeah.
Huh. What a coincidence.
How about that?
That's nice. Yeah.
I celebrated.
So, Trudell, since you're here.
I don't like the maroon shirts, George.
You're saying for the in the stands.
Yeah, they've got maroon. Like, I don't think of maroon. Now, they do have it as kind of like a tangential
outline.
An accent color, right? I've never seen the accent color get the T-shirt love.
I haven't
either.
I'm curious to see why that was the case. Maybe I'll ask someone a little later as to why that's the case. Trudell, since you're here, we were just going to talk about, in regards to the Lakers, the thing you're most confident in regards to trying to win this series, and the thing that you may have a worry about in regards to this particular series. So if you had to pick one of each, let's start with you since you're our special guest at the moment.
What
would be the thing you are ultimately ultimately confident in regards to this series and the thing that has you at least a little concerned in this series?
Yeah, so I think that when you get this far, when you get to the Western Conference Finals, it certainly is about the stars and the pairing that would give you confidence for the Lakers is LeBron and AD are 6-0 in postseason series when both healthy. Of course, they lost the series against Phoenix when AD got hurt in Game 4. They were up 2-1 at the time. They were home. They had already taken home court advantage. So that being said, and them having kind of a roster around them that actually fits, right, like the one when they won the title in the bubble. So that's where the confidence is drawn from. Plus they get some playmaking on the perimeter with Reeves and Russell and Schroeder. Now, the concern, of course, going to the same theory, would be Nikola Jokic has taken a very significant step up from when the Lakers saw him and limited him, by the way, pretty successfully in that 1920 series. And I know Cappy doesn't like when I say 1920. So the 2020, that
just,
was the
just
year.
Just so you
the
know,
bubble.
Mace, that's not
why
the year.
Why do you say 1920?
Right, Mace, it's not the year.
19-20.
Yeah.
Mace, and by the way,
that's not good.
Dwight had a big role in that.
Yeah, Dwight played well there. So Jokic, Jokic wasn't just going to stick his shoulder into you and continually back you under the rim. He'll do that now. He's just more aggressive. And it's a lot for Anthony Davis, who is, by the way, better at potentially handling that than anyone else in the league. But it's a lot over the course of a series. Jokic, despite how he looks sometimes, is in great shape. So he really doesn't tire that much. He doesn't foul ever. He almost never fouls out of game. So he's going to be out there, and that allows Denver to get away with some things because the rest of the roster, and particularly once you get into the bench, you know, not as strong. But, you know, he is the thing to be concerned about for sure in this series.
All right, Mace, what about you?
I am concerned about some of the beyond Jokic. I think Jokic and AD, as we've been talking about, will both have really good series and will, to whatever degree, cancel each other out.
Right.
I worry about Jamal Murray and Michael Porter Jr., who can both go off at any time. They're both like microwave offense guys. And I think that they've got size on the players that we're going to use to defend them potentially, whether it's Austin Reeves or I guess D'Angelo Russell will be on KCP, but Jamal Murray and Michael Porter Jr. are the guys who could step up and win a game for Denver.
Michael Porter Jr. is an interesting X factor because, I mean, to your point, he can be on a given night a walking 20 and 10, Michael. And I think that, it's been interesting to see him play this year before I get to Cappy because, he's been in and out as, he's got injury issues historically.
Yeah.
And he's been in and out. But,
coming up in the injury.
And
yeah.
he hasn't played, previously he played above the rim. And it feels like he's relying more on the jumper these days, which I think, honestly, is more beneficial to the Lakers if he's not attacking.
Yeah, so I like the plan that I think the Lakers have for Murray, and I think that you gotta talk about Dennis Schroeder as being a key part of that. So Schroeder, as you saw, they put him into the starting lineup in Game 6 against the Warriors and did an excellent job on Steph, as well as you can do in the perimeter. And the reason is he's excellent at getting around screens, and that's where Denver kills you because Jokic is very good at setting screens, and if you don't get around that Murray screen, he's just got that wide-open J at the top of the key, and then if not, he can kick it back down to Jokic, who will repost. Schroeder, to me, is the player and the one player on the Lakers, although Reeves can do it some, that can really limit that action. And if you limit that action some, you're limiting Denver's offense. So that's definitely a swing piece in the series, Mace, if they can find a way to contain Murray. And this Lakers team, I think thanks to LeBron and AD, have done an excellent job of containing guards. Just talked about Steph. How about John Morant? Go back into the bubble and you think about Murray, think about Dame Lillard, think about Harden and Westbrook. Like, and guess what player allows you to do that? Anthony Davis, and then to an extent, LeBron. So it's kind of that's why the defense is good all around for the Lakers, that they have answers inside and out. I just don't know if anybody has that ultimate Jokic answer right now.
Cappy, what are your concerns and what are you least concerned about? What do you think you're most confident in?
Well, the one thing I'm most confident in is I'm pretty much certain that the Lakers have not played their best basketball yet. Now, I know that may sound a little weird to people. You're like, well, wait a second. They beat Memphis. They were the number two seed. And, and in the last series, they knocked out the, champs and maybe ended their dynasty. What do you mean they haven't played their best basketball yet? I am of the opinion, and I've said this when LeBron was first coming back, it would take LeBron several games to reintegrate, and then it'll take time for them to build great chemistry. And I actually think we're in the process of watching that. I do believe that Lonnie Walker game where he scored 13 in the fourth quarter and seeing LeBron hug him out the way he did after that game kind of shows you how close this team is getting. And so I'm pretty confident that the Lakers have not yet played their best basketball, and that's coming because they're a team still getting ready to peak. I will tell you my biggest concern, though, and I'm sure everybody's probably thought of this, but it's just straight-up health. LeBron in game 5 against the Warriors came down odd and he limped around for the rest of the game. We all know what happened to AD with the elbow to the head. So back to the original point that Mike made, when they're both healthy, they win these series. They got to both remain healthy.
Yeah, I would say that's a huge key. What do you make of this where, obviously every series, Mike, is going to be different, but I think with AD, he'll be tested in a different way this time, as you kind of started to allude to, but particularly because Jokic works on different parts of the floor, right? Like the work near the top of the key, the work in the mid post, the work in the post. Like AD is going to have to cover more ground on this one than maybe he did previously, particularly because it's a big man. It's not like it's Steph who will have some challenges shooting over him.
Sure.
Jokic doesn't have an issue shooting over anybody.
Well, this is why Denver is the one seed. This is why Jokic is who he is that even though Davis has probably the best one-on-one answers for Jokic, it's a 5-on-5 game. And ideally, you would love to have AD off the ball, and they just don't have another player, except maybe LeBron as the series goes on, who could defend Jokic in that context. So that's all. When you have AD on the ball, it means you don't have him off the ball, and that's when he can totally just shut down the entire half of the floor.
Is that my boy Mike Trudell right there?
That is.
Trudell, yeah. I got somebody who wants to say hi to you.
Who's that?
Go ahead, Key.
Man, I haven't heard your voice. I was like, is that
Oh, what's up, Key?
Man, I haven't heard your voice in like, gosh, it's been like 4 years, it feels like.
You're not watching Laker games?
Not one game on Spectrum. Not one single game.
No. How are the kids?
No. Because I don't have like Showtime.
Oh, okay.
Wait, is it Showtime?
No, Spectrum.
Spectrum.
Yeah. Come on. I know Showtime's in your package.
Showtime, Spectrum, or something like. No, I don't have it.
Yeah. Oh, that's
Key, how are the kids?
Yeah. Huh?
How are the kids?
They're big, man. They're grown now, basically.
Man.
They're using words that I can't necessarily use on the air.
Yes.
Well,
yeah.
So like, what did you say? You know, it's like, wait a minute, hold on. Yeah. So it's a different deal. I have to really mean mug them every now and then.
We know you know how to do that.
Yeah. Who is this, George?
Yeah, that's Sedano.
Oh God.
You had your Sedano history, right?
Yeah. What are you doing, ESPN tonight?
Yeah, I'm doing the radio.
Oh, radio part of it. Okay. I don't get to see your mug.
See my mug tonight.
I tried to text you the other night, but I missed it. I couldn't get the picture on my phone fast enough. You were interviewing somebody. I think it might have been like, what game did you call? It was a coach you were interviewing.
Michael Malone, the Denver coach?
Yeah, it might have been Mike Malone. Yeah.
So wait a minute. So you took a picture of him on the screen?
I was getting ready to send it to him in the middle of his interview.
Right.
And tell him to put some Carmex on those crusty lips. I didn't get a chance to, you know.
Yeah.
It was funny. And I said, look at George up there looking all nice.
I FaceTimed Key a couple weeks ago while he was filming a Top Golf commercial randomly. I didn't when was that? That was like a couple months ago, right?
Yeah.
Like 2 months ago?
Yeah. Yeah. Top Golf.
So how much time do you spend in L.A. and how much time do you spend in New York? I get confused.
I'm here.
You're here all the time?
I mean, he's literally right there in front of
you. You're never in New York?
I'm here, right here.
I thought you were in New York sometimes.
I haven't been back to New York since the championship week, NFC, AFC.
Oh, okay.
It was the last time. I was at the end of January.
Yeah.
Hey, Mike's got to go, I would imagine.
Bye, Mike. Oh, yeah, Mike, thank you, man. Appreciate it, man.
Nice to hear from everybody.
All right, buddy.
It's like a radio whiteboard here.
Yeah, with everything going on and stuff, you know, we just kind of wanted to take a pause for a minute.
Nice.
Travel.
Nice. Cool.
You know.
Cool.
So I'll, you know, once the season starts back, I'll be up and running again.
Right.
And doing that whole deal.
Yeah.
It is Super Playoff Crosstalk with Mace, Sedano, and Cappy. Everyone seems confused now that Keyshawn just walked in.
Well, it's because Sedano's running the show, and I'm like,
You told me he was coming at 3:45.
Well,
I got him in early
because he wanted to talk to you.
Let's talk to Key on the other
where's
side.
Where's your partner?
He's right here.
He's there.
He's
here. He went too.
Yeah, no, he's in South LA.
I'm in Denver.
LA.
No, I'm in Denver as far as you know. Yes, I am. Don't you hear the background noise?
Yeah, exactly.
Oh,
don't you hear that?
South.
Everybody's everywhere. It's just you and me here, and everybody's everywhere.
Actually, I'm glad Key's here because I want to ask Key a question about a moment like this for a player, right? Because Key's been in these moments before. Big conference game, you know, playoffs, et cetera, deep in the playoffs. So, Key, let's talk about that a little bit, and also let's just catch up with Key.
Gosh, Sedano's so good. Did you hear that, Mace, how he did that?
Master
so
class.
Good. Yeah.
Let's get Key's keys. How about that? We can do some
Key's keys.
Gosh,
I love that.
You make me so proud, Sedano. Yeah.
There you go.
Super playoff.
Me too.
Stock.
There you go.
There it is. All right, so we got one more segment to go with me and Key and Mace.
And then Cappy. Me and Cap are going to wrap it up.
Super Playoff Crosstalk is on a Lakers Game Day Tuesday, Live Imaging Tuesday. Mace, Sedano, and Cappy. Sedano, the legend. Teaching a masterclass today, live from Ball Arena. But he's joined by even a bigger legend now.
Yeah.
The man who will be on stage Saturday, June 10th, hosting Mandy Awards 2, LA's Native Son. You hear him each weekday morning, 6 to 10 a.m. Keyshawn in the mornings here. Hi, Key.
What up?
Take it away, guys, now.
You forgot Man of Troy, of
and
course.
And LA's Native Son, I mean.
You know,
number one overall pick, 1996.
Yeah.
Yes.
USC All-American.
Yeah.
Yep.
And you're like his valet, right?
Two-time All-American, right, Key?
Why are you busting on you, man?
I'm a member of Keyshawn, Inc. I'm not yet fully a member of Sedano,
Inc. But you're kind of a valet, right? Like, if he was going to put a jacket on, you would be the one that holds the jacket.
Whatever the check says to do, I do.
He kneels down, you put the cape over him, like, hardest working man.
I wish I did have that guy.
Like James Brown?
Like James Brown.
If I had that guy, I wouldn't be here. You know?
Yeah.
Or better yet, Sedano, if I had your hands, I'd cut mine off. You know, you're living the dream, baby.
Me? I'm doing all right. I can't complain.
No complaints. You were at the game. Game one in Denver. How's the altitude?
It was okay until I got on the treadmill this morning for a minute. And I was like, I forgot how that works.
All right, let's ask Keyshawn that question. Key, seriously, like to me, it's a part of the game that no one's really, really talking about. We hear about it all the time in football. Oh, they got to go and they got to play at the mile high and it's going to affect them. Don't you think that there is some impact? It doesn't take like a day or two. It takes like 2 weeks to get truly acclimated to the altitude. What do you think? Any impact?
No. You know, the two times that I played in Denver, I was young. Three times I played in Denver. I played there as a rookie, AFC championship game, and then the following year. So three times I played there, I didn't feel any. I don't know what people were talking about.
Right.
Just I went to Aspen, Colorado one year, and I had to leave.
Because of altitude sickness?
Oh, my God. My heart was pounding, and I was scared to death.
Yeah, that happens.
Mace, I was so scared that we had a week vacation. I'm like, I got to get out of here. Yeah. I just feel like I'm going to die.
No, it's scary.
But when I played, it didn't bother me. And here's a funny one, though. It's Tom Jackson, who played his entire career in Denver.
Right.
He goes, he used to always say, he goes, they're complaining about the altitude now. When they were kicking our ass, they were not complaining about the altitude.
Right.
For many years, people would come up there and beat Denver. No complaints.
Yeah.
Now that Denver's beating them, all the complaints in the world. So I don't really know, to be honest with you.
They flew in a day early. Normally, they would fly in the day before. They flew in a day early because they wanted to adjust to it.
So Sunday instead of Monday.
There is no adjustment. There is no adjustment in one day, Mace.
By the way, did you know that Viagra is a they use that to treat the altitude syndrome. I'm not even joking.
Oh, do
That's
they
a real
really?
Thing. That's a real
Seems
thing.
Seems problematic.
Are you suggesting that the Laker players will all be
I don't know.
Excited for the game tonight?
Come on, man, stop it.
I'm not suggesting anything. I'm just telling you that is a real thing.
Do you think people actually take it for altitude?
Some people do. I did a game in Mexico City Raiders and Texans played there. It was probably like 2017. Yep. I was there for work. And
you said in Mexico City?
Yeah, they were playing at
very, very high altitude. Yeah.
Right there, it's like 7,300 feet. It's it's 2,000 more than here. And there were people who were feeling it on the ESPN crew, and there was like a ESPN always, when they travel to these places, particularly internationally, Key would know that they
Mace, you and me wouldn't know.
Security, and there's like, you know, they have like kind of a big party, right, including someone who was like a physician. And he was local, but he was employed by ESPN.
So is there like a Pez dispenser filled with Viagra?
No, not
or something?
A Pez dispenser, but he did recommend that if you have some issues, that is something you can take.
So in other words, when any other players go back home, people will know, hey, he's been to Denver.
Hey,
right?
He got back from Denver.
just got back from Colorado somewhere.
Exactly. Now, Key, let me ask you this. You've played, as you just mentioned, you played in an AFC championship, you're getting to play in a Super Bowl, but let's just take it back to that AFC championship game, right?
Yeah.
Because that's the equivalent here. You were there for the first time. That, you know, a lot of these guys on both sides are in this game for the first time. You know, obviously LeBron, AD, Jokic, those guys have been in these games. What is it like before the game? They're out here warming up. You were out there stretching, doing your thing. What was the mindset for you and some of your teammates who hadn't been to that level yet?
I think, you know, I can't really speak for the teammates. You just, for me, my focus was just don't screw it up. Make it, you know, do what I do. Treat it like any other game, except there was probably a little cherry on top. That's kind of the way that I approached it in any of my playoff games that I've ever played in, is I treated it like a normal game. Except right. I knew the speed was going to be up. I knew the crowd would be up, and we couldn't make some mistakes. Where in the regular season, you may make a mistake, but you got 15 other games or X amount of quarters. In these situations, when you get into playoffs, it's one and done, right? Now, they got seven, but after 3-1, you probably are done, right? Or something along those lines. 95%
chance.
Yeah, so – you got to take advantage of your opportunities. That's right. What you have to do. Don't be the guy.
Yeah. Okay, well, listen, you guys keep this conversation up. I got to roll.
All right, go.
Bergman is kicking me off because they need the –
Somebody just on YouTube says that's why they call it the Mile High Club.
Yeah, there you go. That's exactly why. Yeah. I got to roll because Bergman's kicking me out because they need this for John and those guys in Sliwa. So,
okay.
You guys have a great rest of the show. Key,
good
to hear your voice.
All right, buddy.
See ya.
Thanks, Giordano. All right, so it's playoff super-duper crosstalk. That's what they're calling it, Key. Are you excited to be part of this magic, this radio magic?
I mean, yeah, of course. I'm always good to listen.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, chime in.
How is the KJM?
It's all right.
Yeah, it's all right.
It's fine.
I listen to it all the time.
1:30 in the morning. I wake up. That's you know, the hard I'm up thing. At I'm up at 1:15. I leave the house about 2:45.
Oh God.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
crazy.
I get in, I prep, I do what I need to
Doesn't
do.
Doesn't that kind of ruin your life?
No.
When
no.
I did mornings, it ruined my life. When
no,
I was getting
at
up
all.
At 4 AM, I was
I'm
like,
back home, I'm in the bed, I'm out, back up probably around 10 o'clock.
Do you sleep twice a day?
Yeah, twice a day.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Yeah. yeah.
So when I go home and watch the Lakers, I'll watch Lakers to the end. It'll be over 8:30.
Right.
I'll be in bed.
Yeah, especially now. Early starts are good.
Absolutely. That yeah. that 7:30 stuff is rough.
Yeah.
Because I got to see from beginning to end. See, yeah. a lot of people in our business, they don't watch. They fake watch.
Sure.
They cap you out like they watch and they not watch it.
Right, right. So, I have done that several times.
I watch. I yeah. literally sit on the edge of my seat and I'm watching every single thing, right?
Yes.
And because sometimes it's late, you got to stay up to watch because
right.
I got to know what I'm talking about. I can't just be up there faking it, looking at the box scores the next morning.
You can fake it sometimes.
Nah, you
I
really
fake
can't.
It I fake it sometimes.
You know, it's tough to fake it.
Yeah?
Yeah, it's tough. It's tough.
Because I'll watch every Lakers game
yeah.
from beginning to end.
Yeah.
It's some of the other playoff games that
but
I don't necessarily
that.
See.
You're not faking. You see just enough.
Right.
You see just enough.
Right.
Like, I'm not staying up to watch Denver blitz Phoenix the other night. Like, I'm not doing that.
Yes, yes.
Like, okay, I've seen enough. They're getting ready to get bombed.
Yeah.
So why
right,
would
30
I even
points
bother?
At half, yeah.
Yeah, I'm not doing that. I went to the Laker game. Laker game
What, Memphis
three?
Or?
No, game three. It was game three.
Warriors?
Warriors, when
yeah.
they blitzed them.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I'm not sticking around yeah, to that's traffic. I'm gone.
Yeah.
Me and my family, let's get out of here. They're going to win. They're up by 15. Let's go.
Yeah.
You
yeah.
know, just like the other night. I'm not watching that in the fourth quarter.
Yep.
It's time to roll.
Yeah, right. So
especially
what do you think
you
got to
get
series?
Up at 1:15 a.m.? Give me a break, man.
They got to steal one. If
yeah.
they can steal one, which hopefully they can steal one of the two.
Yes.
Because if you steal one of these two, I don't want you to steal one when you go back. I want you to steal one now.
Yes.
Because if you steal one now, you're scared of you-know-what out of them.
Yep.
So if they can steal one, and I think the thing that they got to do is they got to neutralize the Joker by running different bodies at him.
Yeah.
Because I don't know who really – If you try to – Anthony Davis, I think he could do some stuff with him.
Yep.
But you want a little thicker body
yeah,
on it.
Sure.
So you run – you run Hachimura at him a little
yeah,
bit.
Yeah, sure.
You run LeBron at him a little bit with AD right there just in case, you know, as a shadow right
yeah,
there.
Right.
Boom, I'm ready to go now. You got to get up over me. So you kind of mix it up. What's the kid from that we got from Denver? He's not playing. Though,
Jared
right?
Vanderbilt?
No, not Vandy. Did we get him from Denver?
Malik Beasley.
No, not Beasley. The center, the tall.
Mo Bamba.
Mo Bamba.
Yeah.
Did we get him from Denver?
I don't think he came from Denver.
I thought we got
Denver.
Him from Orlando.
Yeah,
he's
Orlando.
Actually he's not even there.
Oh,
he's injured,
I know
so he's
injured.
Not even in Denver.
I know
yeah.
he's injured. So, you know, it just depends on who we're running at him. But if we do that, LeBron be LeBron, AD stay healthy. I think our shooters and our other people, Austin Reeves, will be fine.
All right. Hey, Key, great seeing you, man.
All
Thanks
right.
for coming in.
Bye, King.
Nailed it, as always.
What the hell what is Morales?
What is Morales doing?
Nothing. Telling me to hurry up. Let's
Stupid
go.
Look on his face. All right. We'll come back. We'll wrap this super-duper crosstalk up next. Me and Cappy, 710 ESPN. Wait a minute. Yeah, it's not Game of Games time. It's just a habit. This time would normally be Game of Games, but we played Game of Games at 2:15 because we were getting ready for super duper
Jorge.
Playoff cross.
Vote for Jorge.
Vote for Jorge.
Yeah, vote for game. Jorge.
So Cappy,
yep.
What do you think they do
Hey
think
guys,
they,
vote for Jorge.
Yeah,
number
if
nine.
If you haven't voted
That's
for
him,
the
number nine.
Mandy Awards, go to ESPN LA, vote for the Mandy Awards. What are you winning this year, Cappy? You going to repeat as host of the year?
You know, Mace, you and I had this conversation, I believe it was yesterday, and today I went to, I went online.
Yep.
I don't want to give away my secrets.
Amazon?
Perhaps.
Yep.
And I've been looking for, I told you, I want a very outrageous suit. Something that I can wear shirtless.
Yes.
Something that matches with my black Air Force Ones.
Uh-huh.
Something that allows me to rock a lot of really cool costume ice.
Yeah.
I want to make sure it's costume ice, you know?
Yeah, costume ice, right.
So I am now looking. I'm looking for that Mandy's red carpet outfit, Mace.
So I will tell you this. I found one that I think I might wear, but I will tell you that Juan thinks it's too bold.
What color is it?
It's multicolors.
Multicolors.
Mace, yeah.
Mace,
does it
Mace.
Shine?
It we, does not we, shine.
We better talk to each other.
It looks, if I wear it, I'm going to look like a Batman villain.
I'm just worried that you and I show up with the same piece.
Yeah, don't worry.
Riddler.
Don't worry. Yeah, like the Riddler. Yeah.
So it's purple.
Exactly. All right so Cappy, what are the odds we steal game one, huh?
You know, when you look at how well Denver's been...
Do we have breaking news?
Yeah, sorry to interrupt you there, Cappy.
Just as I was about to go into
this, he was
going to
make a real important point.
You're going to wax poetic. But Denver coach Michael Malone, which I don't know why he's not Mike.
He doesn't like Mike.
He does not like Mike. It's Michael Malone.
People correct you, too, when you say Mike.
He will. Says Jamal Murray is still questionable for game one with an illness, but adds, knowing Jamal like we all do, I think he'll be out there giving it his all.
Oh, he's playing.
Yeah, he's playing.
He's playing.
But he is still questionable.
Not only do I think he's playing... I actually think this is a bunch of gamesmanship.
Oh, you think so? You think it's... Well, now, he was listed as ill for the last game.
I understand. And he may be ill. But I think that what they're doing is they're saying, we know he's a tough guy. We know what kind of a player he is. We know what kind of heart he's got. So we think he's going to play, but we're letting you know he's kind of sick so that the Lakers might go, okay, Murray, he's out there, but he's kind of sick. So we don't think he's going to do very much. And then all of a sudden, the guy starts raining down bombs all over you and scores 45 points.
Far be it for me to disagree with you, but no, it's not gamesmanship.
No, not at all. Huh?
No, I think the Lakers know that, yes, he had some illness, but yes, he's going to play, and yes, he's going to be Jamal Murray because it's the Western Conference Finals.
And does Denver really need to have gamesmanship? They've been the best team in the Western Conference for the entire season.
Yeah.
They're the most complete team in the Western Conference.
I don't think the Jamal Murray is questionable with an illness thing is necessarily gamesmanship.
Well, let me tell you something. You say that, Greg, that you know they should be super confident. They've been number one in the division or in the conference all season long.
Yep.
They had the number one seed. They disposed of the Phoenix Suns that everybody said was going to be the number one team in the West once they got Kevin Durant.
Yep.
They should be confident. But the problem for the Denver Nuggets is they've never been here before organizationally.
Yep.
These players haven't been here before unless you're KCP and you were there with the Lakers. This coach, Michael Malone, his previous coaching stop was in Sacramento. So it's not as if he's been there before either. So the fact that they've not been here, yes, Western Conference Finals, but they're playing LeBron and AD. And look, they may have had a better year than LeBron and AD. They may have had a better year than the Lakers had. But we've gotten to this point, and it is a complete and total coin toss. Nobody's favored in this thing.
Yeah, and you, as you said, the analytics say 52-48, I think, right? So it's
what ESPN says.
It's a wash. LeBron, this is his 12th conference finals. He has won 9 straight conference finals when he's been there.
How about
Cappy, were you saying that that Denver hasn't been to the Western Conference Finals?
No, they've been saying that Denver. I'm saying that Denver doesn't have. They have been to the Western Conference Finals.
Okay.
They haven't been a championship organization. They don't have a championship coach.
Got it.
They don't have players who've won championships. When you look at KCP, he did it with the Lakers.
Right.
All I'm saying to you is that. You said they should have all this confidence, and you would think that a number one seed would, but when you haven't really been a championship caliber team, and now you're facing LeBron and AD, who have been, and we all know about what LeBron has done, and they do too, I don't think they're as confident as you might expect.
Yeah, I mean, I think the Lakers have been really for the last 6 weeks, 2 months, have been arguably the best team in the league. If you go back to the last month of the season and into the playoffs, Denver has had a really, really nice run in the postseason. And as was pointed out earlier, they won game one in both cases. I think game one is an opportunity for the Lakers to steal. And you're right. I think there is going to be more pressure on Denver tonight than there is on the Lakers. Denver is the one seed. Denver is the team that was expected to go to the Western Conference Finals. Denver has been the most consistent team all year long. And they
Denver
don't have...
wants to make sure that they have home court advantage by winning game one tonight. I mean, the list keeps going on and on.
Yeah, and you can by winning game one, you could break them. You could, if you win game one, you could break Denver.
And by the way, Mace, if let's just say that Denver wins game one tonight, okay?
Yeah.
They're home. They've been well rested.
They've been expected to win.
Exactly. They are favored to win tonight. If they win tonight, no big deal, because I don't know about everybody else. I know I picked the Lakers in seven. Okay, I think this series is going all the way to the distance.
You think it's going seven games?
Oh, absolutely. If ESPN has this formula that they use, and they say it's a 52-48 series, and then you combine with that the Lakers are the number one defensive team and the Nuggets are the number one offensive team, you understand why it is 52-48. It could be 51-49. It's that close. You had these stats earlier today, Mace, about what AD has done offensively against Jokic and what Jokic has done against AD.
Yes.
The numbers are the same.
Yeah, exactly. That's why I think those two guys, to a great degree, are going to cancel each other out. And it comes down to the other guys. And the one thing I love is that when he needs to play big, LeBron will play big. It's not an accident that in game six in the first round against Memphis, in game six of the second round against Golden State, LeBron was the best player on the floor. He was the best player when he needed to be. I think LeBron is probably going to be the difference in this series, given the fact that AD and Jokic may, to whatever degree, cancel each other out, because both of those guys have had success against each other.
Mace, I'm going to tell you right now that the Lakers today are a great team, whereas pre-trade deadline, they were nothing but a collection of high-priced talent, okay?
Yep.
And by becoming a team, I'm going to tell you my prediction.
Okay.
I don't think it will be AD that will lead the Lakers to winning this conference title. I don't think it'll be LeBron leading this team.
Are you
going to
go into your 1-1-2-2?
I'm going to just say this. This is a better team than they've ever been.
Yep.
Because of post-trade deadline, getting everybody healthy, getting everybody playing together and creating team chemistry. This series is going to be about Austin Reeves, D'Angelo Russell, Rui Hachimura, Dennis Schroeder,
Lonnie Walker,
Vanderbilt, Walker, and who knows who might make a contribution that we currently don't think of necessarily.
So you say it's going to be the supporting cast that
Correct.
Wins this series.
Because LeBron trusts his supporting cast more than he has since the bubble year.
I agree. All right, Cappy, Ireland gave a score earlier. He actually put out a score.
He said Lakers 111 and Nuggets 108.
111-108. Put out a score, Cappy.
Lakers 112, Nuggets 109.
Okay.
How about you?
I'm going Lakers 114.
109.
That was for you, Jorge.
Lakers 114, Nuggets 111.
Oh. All right, Bergie.
I got Lakers 117, Nuggets 107.
We're all kind of getting the same.
No, it's a 10-point win.
It's a 10-point win.
It's a 10-point win. That's double digits, Mace. Yeah.
Anybody, Jorge, anybody want to take the Nuggets tonight? Yeah.
104-108, Lakers.
I got to think that.
4 points difference.
Okay, 4-point difference. There you go. Everybody's on the Lakers tonight. Hey, Cappy, listen, super-duper playoff mega crosstalk has been fantastic. I've had a blast, and we're going to do it again on Thursday, right?
Can't wait for Thursday, as a matter of fact.
All right. Coming up next for you is Mile High Slee with the Pre. Game one on the way, 710 ESPN.